Later this hour, we'll begin our series on our remembrance of 9/11, 10 years since the attacks. But if you head over to our website right now, we have a collection there of stories, music, images, events. Those are all collected by our co-producer, New York Public Radio. Among the things that you're going to see there, an interview with Philippe Petit, who in 1974 did an unauthorized tightrope walk between the two towers. You can also take a virtual slideshow tour of the 9/11 Memorial. That's all available at thetakeaway.org. But we want to give you just a taste of one of the projects that is there available using our listeners. There's a simple question. What music would you like to hear as you think about the events of 10 years ago? What music would you like to share with the people in your community, with New Yorkers? Something comforting, maybe something that celebrates the experience of being an American? Thousands of listeners have answered that question for us. You can take a listen now to some of the music picked out by our listeners, narrated by some of WNYC's staff.
I'm Chris Bannon. I'm the program director for WNYC Radio here in New York.
I'm Kathleen Ehrlich. I'm the director of digital content at WNYC.org. Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings is by far the number one request of everything that we received. We've been experimenting with a lot of crowdsourcing projects in the past couple of years and finding ways for us to tie together our online efforts with our on-air efforts. Our coverage in many ways of September 11th and this anniversary is tied to letting the audience speak for themselves.
On 9/11, I was the Chief U.S. Army Regional Emergency Preparedness Officer. My request is to have Fanfare for the Common Man played on 9/11. It was certainly my observation that within the first critical hours, common men and women joined first responders and at peril to their own lives risked all to save others.
Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man was a popular request. David Bowie's song Heroes, John Lennon, Imagine. Vaughan Williams' The Lark Ascending was another popular request. Bruce Springsteen for The Rising, the entire album, which he wrote in response to the September 11th attacks.
In a way, sort of more pro-Big Apple than sort of patriotic.
But it's funny, too. We got many requests for English composers. The fans of Vaughan Williams and Benjamin Britten came out in force, so we'll be playing some British music, too.
And a lot of Frank Sinatra. Everyone wants New York, New York.
These little town blues.
Hi, this is Lola from Union City, New Jersey, and I'd like to hear Frank Sinatra singing New York, New York, and then Jay-Z singing The Empire State of Mind. These two songs epitomize the resilience of New York City and New Yorkers.
Wouldn't be New York if we hadn't gotten some complaints, but the outstanding number of contacts we've had have been really, really positive, and even the people that complained said, we know your heart's in the right place, but we'd like to mark this with silence.
Maybe what this playlist teaches us is that there is a real democracy of feeling about the event now, 10 years later, and we can sort of represent that back to the city. I think you have to honor the suffering that people have endured, but also honor the hopefulness that people want to have about the future.
The voices of Chris Bannon and Kathleen Ehrlich from our co-producer WNYC. You can hear more about this project and contribute your own playlist of 9/11 music at our website, thetakeaway.org.